Welcome to our podcast. My name is Joanna Alvarado. I go to LPS High School. This podcast will be about Black people then and now. We are going to be talking about racism in To Kill a Mockingbird that also happened today.
My name is Jakayla Tali, student at LPS High School 2. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about Black people, how they were treated back then, and how they're treated now.
For example, in the book To Kill a Mockingbird, there's a Black man named Todd Robinson, and he was arrested for raping a white lady. This comes back to the title we have because in the book, it was back then.
This is the claim we have. Although laws are anti-segregated, now racism has remained the same in the relations to conditions in To Kill a Mockingbird. This means that the racism still matters today, but doesn't happen as often in the book. Let's start off talking about racism in the book To Kill a Mockingbird. A quote I found was just what I said. Grandma says it's bad enough he lets you run all wild. But now he turns out a nigger lover. We'll never be able to walk the streets and make him again. He's running the family. That's what he's doing. So basically this means Scout Cousin doesn't like that Atticus and his family to like in words by people.
This quote means that Atticus' cousin doesn't like how they are defending a Black man. Being an war lover is supposed to be a bad thing in the book, and Atticus disagrees with not liking Black people of color. This is an example of reinforcing racism because the person saying this isn't okay with Atticus and his kids liking Black people or defending Tom Robinson because he's Black. Scout's cousin is being racist because he said that you shouldn't defend a Black people in court, and it's bad for Atticus to be a N-word lover. On this next quote, it's about Atticus defending Tom in court, and he said this: "You know the truth, and the truth is this: some Negroes lie, some Negroes are immoral, some Negro men are not to be trusted around women, Black or white. But this is the truth that applies to some human race and to no particular race of men. This is not a person in this courtroom who has never told a lie, who has never done in moral things. And there is no man living who has never looked upon a woman without
desire. This is an example of reinforcing racism because Black men are not to be trusted and are not to be trusted around women, Black or white. When Atticus was in court, he said this to the judge, and it didn't really matter because Tom Robinson was already guilty. It's reinforcing because they didn't really listen to what Atticus was saying. They just still accused him. This is an example of reinforcing racism because not just Black people lie all the time, but everyone else does. I'm pretty sure Atticus was saying this quote when they were in court. Those are 12 reasonable men in everyday life. Tom's a jury, but you say something comes between them and reason. You saw the same thing that night in front of the jail. When they screwed, went away, they didn't go as reasonable men. They went because we were there. There's something in this world that makes men lose their heads. They couldn't be fair if they tried. In our courts, when it's a white man word against a Black man's word, the white man always wins. They're ugly, but those are the facts of life.
This is an example of reinforcing racism because it talks about how the court is against black people. Black people are trying to win, but the white people always win. When a white man says something about a black person and the black person says something to the white person always wins. This quote is reinforcing because it's saying that black people never win against white men.
Scout said to Jim she was furious, and when she was furious, Calpurnia's grammar became erratic. When in Quan-ili, her grammar was as good as anybody's in Macomb. Atticus said Calpurnia had more education than most colored folks.
This is a quote of resisting racism because Calpurnia wanted to get some of education. Black people don't get the same education, and she don't like it. This quote is saying Calpurnia was more educated than the other black people. Now our guest will be talking about how the claim is in formal day?
Modern day.
My bad. In fact, you know who could tell us more about this? Our guest, Vivi and Ashanti.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Viviana, and I'm a student at LPS Richmond High School, also a guest on this podcast.
My name is Ashanti, and I'm a student of LPS Richmond High School.
We will be discussing about racism in modern days. Now we will start a conversation by talking about resisting racism.
Okay, so an example of resisting racism is that they want to stop segregation. Segregation is a separating black and white. Those racists resisted because they want them to get along by putting them together. The black will be get better education.
So, for example, on a website called findlaw.com said the U.S. Supreme Court discussion in Brown v. Board of Education of Topeka, Kansas, to implement the anti-segregation provision that had been mandated in round one in order that state comply with all deliberate speed.
Yes, the U.S. Supreme Court has been helpful. They want to stop segregation. They want the black and white people to go together to the same school. However, some white people think that black people are always want people not to be in the same school because some people is racist. One woman say the phone. Booths at the same time were often used for drugs transactions. So my brain. When back kid in the bone drugs, whatever drugs, and it keep walking.
This is an example of reinforcing racism because the guy thought that just because the kid is black and he's in the area where people give drugs to others, that the kid was on drugs too. Also, the kid in there crying, so he's just would think he's black kid on drugs. I think just because the kid was black and crying in drug place, he just keep walking. He wasn't going to help a crazy kid. Then he realized the kid was small. He couldn't reach the phone. And he realized that the kid was alone, probably because he's scared. So he went back for him. The guy was being racist because he assumed only black people did drugs there, and the little kids was black too.
Oh, yeah. And this reminds me of in this compression of the damage graduation rate for black students at HBCUs was 37.8 pairs with 32.8 pairs of for non-HBCUs. This shows that sometimes some black people get more graduates from from that school.
This is an example of resisting because of some schools of HBCUs and other schools HBCUs. This school, black people get to graduate.
All my black friends been told at some point or another during their lifetime that they talk white, even told it so many times it's lost count in some perverse way that I believe is sad and is a way to come to understanding the person who says doesn't know how many different types of black people are generally seen as
uneducated thugs.
I do not prepare to be an uneducated thought. Therefore, I must talk about white.
This is an example of reinforcing racism because, for example, if there's only one black person that's uneducated and the other is educated person, they, parentheses, white people, suspect that the educated person talks white. So basically all white people want all blacks to be uneducated thugs.
So sure, we don't have that much of racism anymore, but we still see many of the same issues come up today. That were present in To Kill a Mockingbird, they were talking about black back then.
For conclusion, in To Kill a Mockingbird, of course people are racist now and then. Some main points were how people told Atticus he wasn't allowed to like black people.
Yes, To Kill a Mockingbird is still relevant today because in To Kill a Mockingbird, Tom Robinson got arrested of raping a white lady only because he's black and they don't like black people. And in real life, things like that still happens to black people. They just got arrested, but not as much right now.
Today on our podcast, we talked about being N-word lover is supposed to be a bad thing in the book. But right now it's not. It's only for some people who don't like black people. Thank you, Joanna and Jakarla, for having us.
No problem. Thanks for being here. This is the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening.